I invite you to get comfortable either sitting up or laying down with your spine straight, and just make sure you uncross everything. I want you to start focusing on your breath, and as you breathe in, feel that fullness of life and vitality entering your body. And as you breathe out, just feel your whole body relax from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Take another nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel loose, limp, and relaxed, letting go of any tension or stuckness in your body. Take another nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out all the thoughts that may be clouding your mind, leaving space for peace, relaxation, and healing. Focusing on my voice and returning to normal breathing now. I want you to imagine, sense, or feel that you're in a beautiful crystal room. And in that crystal room, there's such clarity, such pristineness. Everything feels clear and pure. And in the middle of this room, you see a comfortable chair, and you walk over and sit in it. And as you do, you feel more and more relaxed. Just breathing in and out. Breathing in the clear, pristine energy of the crystal room. Feeling cleansed, loose, softened. And as you're sitting there, you notice a door opposite you, which suddenly opens. And you witness people entering the crystal room. These are the people whose behaviors challenge you. Watch them walk into the room and sit in a semicircle around you. As you look at each person, consider how they create a charge within you. Is it by what they say, how they talk to you? What are the behaviors? Just list them without being engaged in them. And as you take these into consideration, you express to all those who are seated in front of you that you are now choosing to honor yourself first. And as much as you may love or care for them, you are choosing to no longer enable or be engrossed in the behavior that does not serve either of you. As you express this boundary, you watch as they receive the information. Some may be accepting, and others may seem as though they are resisting what you're saying. But that is regardless, as you have stated your needs. And as you sit there, knowing that you are one with all of those people who are in the crystal room with you and beyond, invite them to consider the motivations behind behaviors that don't serve them or their relationships. And as you extend this invitation, you see a beautiful bonfire in the middle of the semicircle. You invite them to discard any beliefs, fears, worries, or doubts into the bonfire. And then you too throw in anything that does not serve you. It could be resentments, anger, hurt. All that doesn't serve you, that you feel that you've received from others, or that is within you, simply throw into the beautiful flames, watching it transmute and burn away. Focusing on yourself, but also understanding on the periphery, they too are doing it. And it is no concern of yours how much or how little they choose to discard. Just focusing on yourself, releasing thoughts, behaviors, relationships into the bonfire. You can never burn the ties of love, but simply the dysfunction. As you are doing this, you find that you are feeling clearer, more vibrant, less bogged down by negativity, baggage, darkness that may have been holding you back in the past. You feel instead light, exuberant, excited, cleansed, and most of all, proud that you are authentically honoring yourself, your needs, and as a result, can be a better version of yourself to yourself and those around you. Releasing any last residual energy. You don't have to know what it is, how it came about, just anything that concerns you, bogs you down into the fire now. And you watch as the last filaments of the flame begin to die down, taking away with it all that is not for the highest good of yourself and those around you. As the flames dwindle, you look up to those who are assembled around you and thank them for allowing you to express your needs. Tell them that you are grateful for the lessons they have taught you. And thank them for coming to participate in this clearing and healing practice. They too thank you for the opportunity and get up from their seats and start filing out the door. As the door closes, you realize that you are still in the beautiful crystal room, but the energy is more alive, enlightening as you imagine, sense, or feel being cleansed, whole and vibrant. Feeling that beautiful expanded energy, you imagine, sense, or feel yourself getting up off the couch and walking back into the space where you are currently seated or laying down. Coming all the way back into the space where you are currently relaxing. And feel your body merging with that experience. Coming all the way back into the room, feeling that expanded, cleansed, whole, light feeling. It could be a sense, it could be a knowing, it could be a color, a vibration. Whatever it is perfect for you. And when you're ready, just open your eyes, wiggling your fingers and toes, coming back into this room, expressing gratitude to yourself for this extreme self-care.